Our scripture reading for today is Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. He entered Jericho and was passing through, and there was a man called by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was, and was unable because of the crowd, for he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree in order to see him, for he was about to pass through that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house." And he hurried and came and received him gladly. When they saw it, they all began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back four times as much." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." The word of the Lord. I got to thinking about legacy this week. Thursday being Halloween means that Friday was All Saints Day. In Latin America, it's called Dios de los Muertos, or the Day of the Dead, and it's celebrated all through this morning. Honestly, it's the same celebration in both cultures because it's the day that we remember not just those people who've passed, but those who have showed us what it means to live a life of faith. That's who the saints are in All Saints Day, or All Souls Day, or All Hallows Day. It's the day we remember the strong shoulders on which we stand. For us, it was back-to-back funerals, Friday and yesterday. Each memorial service was filled with memory and testimony of the meaning that each life gave. We didn't enjoy going to funerals, but it certainly reminded us that we all are a community that carries one another and lifts each other forward. Now, obituaries usually give the facts and achievements of someone who passes. But when the family speaks, it's much different. It's what that person meant to the life of the speaker. That's the subject of a eulogy. A recognition that the love this person showed, or the lessons they taught, or a crazy story that they always tell, reminds us that what really matters isn't our achievement, but it's how we are loved. I've thought about that, this whole idea this week. And I've thought about those who've got me here. I've worked very hard in my life, but it was never in a vacuum. It was always in response to the others who had forged that path. Now, I've lost all the fathers, quote-unquote, of my life, Alvin and George and Harry. They're all gone, but I got here on a road that they have paved. They had their path forged by others, and so on and so forth. And the question I began to ask this week is, where did this all begin? I believe in a cause and effect universe, and so there must have been somewhere down the line an uncaused cause. Now, Zacchaeus, getting back to our story, Zacchaeus didn't know Jesus, only had heard about him. Zacchaeus was one of those legendary tax collectors like the one we met last week in the temple. Pharisee on one side trying to give God his resume, and a Pharisee or the tax collector on the other side just simply saying, "I recognize that I have messed it up. Forgive me." They had made their own choices in life. But so many in our stories know that they are missing something significant, and they are responding to the voice of Jesus. But notice, it's not Zacchaeus that asks for mercy, but it's Jesus that invites himself over. Now, to our ears, that might sound a little forward, but what Jesus was doing was offering an honorific that was common for the day. In that culture, you would go and dine with the most honored person in the community, at least the most honored person who would give you an invitation to their home. For Jesus to say, "I'm coming to your house today," is saying to Zacchaeus, "You are the person I am choosing to honor today." Which that is huge for a tax collector, someone that is used to living on the margin, someone is used to being ignored, someone who is used to being hated. See, in a cause and effect universe, Jesus becomes Zacchaeus, uncaused cause. Now, notice the result. Zacchaeus' heart is completely transformed. Zacchaeus goes from where he is, up in the tree, comes down and keeps the story of grace going through his own generosity, because generosity has been afforded to him. Zacchaeus is giving grace, but it's Jesus that starts the grace. Disease, science always goes and looks for patient zero. They ask, where did this disease originate? Who spread it? How is it being spread? See, in that way, they can understand it better, how it travels, and in the disease's case, how to stop it. In the story of grace, God is patient zero. God is our initiator of grace. It's not grace as a result of our seeking it or being uniquely good. God shows up in the human story and has shown us grace by showing up first. It spreads through our acts of kindness or hospitality, our showing up in the story of others to offer honor and dignity and grace. And in the midst of it, naming the name of Jesus as the one who is the source of our grace. Since Zacchaeus' special moment, and so many of the moments of Jesus, grace spreads from person to person. I first knew God's love through the people who are in my circle. Since then, I've got to experience God's love in a ton of different ways. But it's most often through the people who show up and lead me one step farther on the road of grace, and I, in turn, lead others. So who's in your circle? Who have you've seen go on, and they've taught you about love? And of course, the question is that who's going to be talking about you a generation or two from now? That becomes our question. So often we, in this time of year, refuse to shake people's hands because we don't want to get them cold. We're feeling a little bit of a virus and we don't want to spread it. In this case, I encourage all of us who have had connections with that patient zero, who is God himself, to take that and spread it. Spread it to everyone that you meet. Love them well. Spread the grace so that we can all have that experience of growing in grace together. Amen.